Every so often on the show, we hear your stories about works of art and culture that changed your life.
My name is Kiki Kenstra, and I'm from Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C.
Kiki had a solid office job. Then she went to visit her friends who were teaching English in Morocco, and it gave her an idea.
They were having a great time. They loved where they were. And then on weekends and long holidays, they were able to travel around and see the world. And I thought, I could do what they're doing. So I came back. I went to school full time to get a teaching degree. And then I began teaching kindergarten.
And then Kiki sort of got stuck.
I taught for 5 years. And I had a network of friends and family. I owned a condo on my own. And I didn't have a big need for change. You know, everything was fine. So why rock the boat? I'm a adult with no children, so I don't generally see animated films, but someone had recommended it to me, and so I said, okay, I'm going to go see this movie, Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo is about a father clownfish who is widowed, and he has his one little baby, Nemo, and he's a very overprotective father.
Hold my fin. Hold my fin.
Dad, you're not going to freak out like you did at the petting zoo, are you?
Hey, that snail was about to charge.
But Nemo gets separated from him.
Nemo!
And the whole movie is Marlin, his father, on this quest to find Nemo.
They took him away. I have to find the boat.
A boat? Hey, I've seen a boat.
You have?
He makes friends with a fish named Dory.
Hi, I'm Dory.
Where? Which way?
It went this way. It went this way. Follow me.
Thank you.
And there's this one scene where Marlin and Dory find themselves stuck inside a whale.
It's a whale?
A whale!
You know, I speak whale.
Dory, this is not whale. You're speaking like upset stomach. What's going on?
The water inside the whale is going down and they can't figure out what's happening. The whale is coming up and the water's going down and they start to hang on the tongue.
Dory!
Marlin thinks he's going to be eaten.
He says it's time to let go. Everything's going to be all right.
How do you know? How do you know something bad isn't going to happen?
I don't.
And they let go of the tongue. And they get blown out the blowhole. And they're safe.
We're alive!
I realized when I saw that scene that I needed to make a decision about my life and that staying in my life, just hanging onto the tongue, hanging there, I wasn't doing anything. And I needed to jump. I needed to let go and see what happened. I thought I could find someone to rent my apartment. I could do something with my furniture. I don't have to quit. I can take a leave of absence. So I just started setting the wheels in motion to go overseas. I ended up going to Mexico. I taught in Guadalajara for 2 years, and it ended up being one of the most amazing experiences of my life. So now I'm back in Maryland at my home and teaching. I'm now teaching first grade instead of kindergarten. But in my 12 years of teaching, I've always taught mostly Latino children that don't speak English. And I feel that my teaching has gotten so much better because of my 2 years in Mexico, of me being the fish out of water, of me being the person not being able to speak Spanish. And I've really come back armed with better teaching strategies to work with my kids that are new to the country and probably scared. And I feel like I've gone through the same thing that they've gone through.
Oh. ¡Vamos a encontrar a mi hijo! ¡Señor Gracios!
¡Wow!
That is Buscando a Nemo and Kiki Kenstrup, who listens to the show on WAMU in Washington, D.C. Studio 360's Jenny Lawton produced our story with help from Jesse Taylor.